This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. During the presidential season, you'll be hearing a lot about opinion polls of so-called likely voters. But who are these voters and how do pollsters know whether they are indeed likely to vote or not? Slate's Andy Bowers has this explainer.
This question points out how opinion polling has elements of both science and art. Each polling firm has its own method for identifying likely voters. Most pollsters will at least ask respondents about their past voting habits and their level of interest in the race. Some firms leave it simple. Did you show up for the last election, and will you show up in November? But since many people feel slightly guilty about not voting, they may answer yes to appear more politically engaged than they really are. Such polls tend to dramatically overstate the number of likely voters. Pollsters refer to this approach as a soft screen. Other pollsters ask people to qualify their answers. For example, are you very likely to vote, somewhat likely, or not likely? Or they may ask those surveyed to rank their likelihood of voting on a scale from 1 to 10. The most thorough polls, however, ask if people know where their polling places are and how they plan to travel there on election day. Another tactic is to couch the questions about past voting habits in soothing language, so the respondents don't feel as if they're confessing that they're bad Americans. Here's one way to ask a less accusatory question. In the last election, did something come up that prevented you from voting?
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor. If you have a question for Andy, email explainer@npr.org.